Greetings, flag, branch, and friends. Keep the sinful, self-centered life you have, or trade it for a holy, God-centered life, and what's behind door number two? This is the choice we all face when the question is, shall I become a Christian? Thanks for joining me for the post-Sunday Fine Points comments. Becoming a real Christian is a deliberate and thoughtful choice to pursue the things of God rather than the things of self. It means sacrificing the I mentality for the we, us, and our mentality. It means crucifying the flesh, our self-will, in order to walk after the Spirit of God. It is a choice millions who claim to be Christians have not made, and quite frankly, many are unaware they must make. Read Luke chapter 14, verses 25 through 33. Forsaking all means allowing Jesus' mission to become our mission and his cause to become our cause. Our focus and goal in life becomes glorifying God. And this becomes impossible to do until we decide the joys of heaven are more valuable and important than the pleasures of earth and sin. There's no way to pursue both. We are allowed to have one life or the other. This is the choice many who say they want to go to heaven and come to church and claim Christianity as their religion have not come to terms with. Once the parachutist jumps out of the plane, there is no returning back to it. He relies on his faith in the parachute and knowledge of skydiving to get him safely to the ground. Likewise, real Christians must jump out of the plane of their sinful, self-centered lives and rely on their faith in God and Spirit-led lives to land them safely onto the ground of eternity and immortality. So, are you going to stay on the plane or jump? It's impossible to do both. Have a safe and wonderful week and happy 4th of July. And I hope to see you in the air. Blessings.